This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, thank you for staying with us. Now, last week, a 9-year-old student had a shaky experience when the smartphone he was using caught fire during an online class.
The device, a Yes Altitude 3 phone, was supplied under the Jaringan Prihatin program, which is meant to subsidize access to broadband internet and purchases of digital devices for the B40 group. Now, some 3.5 billion ringgit was allocated under this program by the government and private sector partners.
So YTL Communications, the maker and distributor of the device, said it takes the matter seriously and is conducting investigations. And so far, this is the only incident reported on one of its phones malfunctioning in this manner. But of course, the mishap does raise questions on whether the funds under the Jaringan Prihatin program is being used to supply quality and fit-for-purpose devices, given that Malaysian students are expected to be learning from home for the foreseeable future. And of course, then raises questions of the suitability of tech devices.
Okay, joining us on the line to talk about this is Alexander Wong, the managing editor of the tech news portal, soyachinchao.com. Now, Alexander, how severe an incident is this? Do you see it as an isolated case, or does it raise bigger questions about the safety of the device?
Hi, good morning. We know there are two incidents that we reported last week involving the 3DS phones. When the first incident happened, Yes has issued a statement to say that they're committed to investigate the matter. And from the way we see it, initially, it's an isolated case. YTL Communications said that they've distributed over 100,000 units since they started this campaign during the early phases of MCO. And they even shared that their device partner, China Mobile, has manufactured the same battery since 2018, and they've shipped over 4.5 million units worldwide. What they're going to do next? Well, it all depends on the findings of the investigation. If it's a serious matter, a recall might be necessary. And I would like to point out that even big brands like Samsung and Apple have done battery recalls before. And if there's a safety issue with the product, they will have to recall it.
So what do we know about this Yes Altitude 3 device and its capacity for digital learning? Is it sufficient? I mean, people have been asking questions about this since the cases happened.
Looking at the specs, I think they are better suited for basic communications or what I would call a feature phone replacement. The Yes Altitude 3 has a small 5-inch screen, which isn't even in HD, and it comes with just 1 gig of RAM and 8 gigs of storage. And even the battery is quite tiny at 2000 mAh battery. And based on the specs alone, I think a lot of people are going to struggle with it, especially with the new mobile apps. And I know that there's a newer Yes Altitude 4, which has a slightly more RAM and storage, but the specs are still quite low for today's standard. And if you ask me, the main reason why the specs are low is due to cost. I mean, among all the telcos that offer the subsidized phones under the Prihatin program, I think Yes has the lowest barrier to entry. They didn't require any deposit, contract or payment. Other telcos, they offer much better phones from Samsung, Oppo and more, but they normally require an upfront payment and contract, which can be tough for some B40 families.
So, Alex, you know, what are the other affordable tech options that are on the market for digital learning that we should perhaps consider then?
If we're talking about phones, there are actually quite a number of affordable options from brands like Xiaomi, Redmi, Poco and Realme. For less than 500 ringgit, you can get a phone with full HD screen, 4 gigs of RAM, and most of them come with at least a 5,000 mAh battery. However, I do feel that tablets will be a better option. You can find affordable and decent tablets priced under 1,000 ringgit. Of course, the gold standard for tablet is still the iPad, which costs much more at 1,400 ringgit. But actually, Apple has an education pricing as well, where students can enjoy some discounts.
Now, one of the reasons given for using this Yes Altitude 3 device was that it doesn't then allow students to participate in gaming. Do you think that's a good enough reason?
I don't think that's a good reason. I think students, they must be entrusted with the device they have. The most important thing is, are they given the right tools for them to study from home? Is it capable enough to do video calling? Whether they use it for gaming or not, that's their own prerogative. But the most important thing is that we must ensure that they have the right tools so that they can carry on with the studies during the MCO.
Yeah, Alex, something that hasn't really been discussed is the fact that you also need a data plan to connect to these devices. Now, is that one of the reasons why the Yes plan has been used over the other hardware supplies, which are just purely hardware supplies?
Well, you rightly pointed out, connectivity is also a key. But under the Jaringan Prihatin program, all telcos, they have to provide data. And in fact, most of them, they actually provide some goodies. So even though you can claim the 300 ringgit subsidy to offset the price of the phone, most telcos, they actually chip in by giving free data. If not mistaken, it was like 1 or 2 gigs extra every day.
Yeah, because there's also the idea of speed, right? And whether it's sufficient, because in a household, it's not just the one child. If you have 3 children or 4 children, and you've also got the parents online as well, is that enough? That's the question, at a good enough price point.
Well, in terms of connectivity, well, there's also another concern, because apart from devices, another challenge is the nationwide connectivity, because there's still areas in Malaysia with poor 4G connectivity, they're still lacking. In terms of plan pricing, I do agree that there should be more affordable plan options. The government's actually introduced some student plans that can give you like 10 or 15 gig for 25 ringgit. But like you already pointed out, is it enough? Well, I think there can be more can be done by the telcos.
And I want to look at another aspect of this. How many different schemes or programs are offering devices for the B40? I mean, how much visibility do we have about the schemes available apart from Jaringan Prihatin?
I do know there's a TradeC program by the Ministry of Finance and the GLCs where they pledge to donate 150,000 laptops to B40 students. In terms of progress, back in September, they aim at distributing 50,000 laptops by the end of May and the remaining 100,000 by end of September. And I think at the moment, there's a delay to the program because the last update I've seen is that they've distributed 13,000 in June. And I think they're going to distribute another 40,000 later this month. But they're still targeting to distribute all 150,000 laptops by September. And besides TradeC, the MCMC and other telcos are also running the My Bike Hati program, where they collect used phones, tablets and laptops from their employees, customers, and to donate to the B40 community. And of course, there's also other initiatives by assembly persons, MPs and organizations that have been collecting and refurbishing all laptops for B40 families.
So, Alex, about this 150,000 laptops that were supposed to be distributed to students by under the MOF scheme, do we know what's the reason for this delay? I mean, globally, there's supposedly some chip shortage, but is that the reason why these laptops aren't out yet?
That could be partially true because there is a global shortage of laptops. Even if people who have the money, it's hard for them to buy the laptop that they want. But at the same time, I got a feeling maybe there's an issue with the current lockdown measures, which can potentially delay the distribution of the laptops.
So what are the other challenges do you see in supplying devices to needy kids? We've already talked about the lack of supply. Do we have the logistics framework in place or is it a question of cost?
About logistics, I'm not very clear about that. But in terms of I think the first thing that needs to be addressed is the minimum hardware required for online studies, because there's no set guidelines from the government or from the ministry to say this is how much a student will need for them to do online learning. If any organization plans to distribute phones, this hardware must be good enough so that they can carry out with their required apps to learn from home. And I think the next issue is the ease of sign up. The Prihatin campaign offers subsidies up to 300 ringgit, which is a big help, but most of them are tied to telcos and typically with contracts and upfront payment required. Some families might even struggle to fork out the 100 ringgit that's required upfront by certain telcos.
Okay, Alex, thanks so much for your time. That was Alexander Wong, the managing editor at soyachinchao.com. So much to unpack there, but it's really a conundrum for the parents themselves, because on the one hand, you've got, especially if you're a B40 household, you've got to get the device, you've got to get it to your kids, you've got to get a good data plan, you've got to be yourself at work. And then the other element, which is...
And then monitor your kids.
And then monitor your kids. The other element that has rarely been discussed is the fact that you don't want the kids, at the same time as being in online class, to be then opening a different tab on its browser and then playing a game or chatting or just not being engaged in the classes themselves. And that's something that has rarely been discussed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be always a challenge, and I'll say upfront, I'm not a parent. You are, Chuang.
I am, yeah.
And I'm sure it's been a challenge to actually get your kids to follow the classes online. I can hear my sister complaining to me about it. It's not easy to get this 7 or 8 year old child to sit there quietly and, you know, experience classroom, but not in the classroom. And he misses his friends. There's no interaction. It's hard. Even 20 minutes of full concentration is a lot to ask for children. But I think the first step, of course, is to get the devices into the hands of the kids, right? The right devices. And, you know, I think Alex brought up very valid points. One is the government should set minimum guidelines on what is expected from this hardware so that the model suits the level of student, the type of student. Secondly, it has to be easy to sign up, right? It shouldn't cost too much. much for these families. You know, you shouldn't be tied up to any telco package. There shouldn't be long-term contracts. There shouldn't be upfront payments, because we just need to get kids learning as soon as possible with minimum disruption.
I couldn't agree with you more, because a lot of these mobile providers, what they want beyond everything else is sign-ups and subscribers, right? You don't want these B40 households to be locked into a contract beyond the pandemic and then having to fork out until their tongues basically, until they run out of money. That's not exactly what you want.
Yeah, and the fact is that we have been in this crisis for longer than a year, right? 15 months minimum. School year has been completely disrupted. So we should have a plan in place. And I think comments like, you know, from the Perak Menteri Besar, who rolled out this 4G, these phones, he kind of hit back at those who criticized the government for distributing these low-quality smartphones to students, stressing that it was better than nothing. But honestly, is this what we are telling children after 15 months of COVID-19?
That policy detail and that specification detail is very important, because you don't know what you need. I mean, for example, I can see my children and all their pressures in full and glorious Technicolor. The challenge is, right, you need a tripod, you need a mobile phone, you need a laptop, because examination time, you also need the invigilators to monitor. So there's a lot of hardware required, right?
Yeah, not an easy task at all.
Not an easy task. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.